Thank you to Rosenberg and Steinmetz PC for sponsoring this month's learning. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Yaakov Avinu runs away from the house of Lavan without telling him. The pasuk says, "Vayignov Yaakov es lev Lavan ha'arami al beli higid lo ki vorechu." Yaakov Avinu stole the heart of Lavan ha'arami, without telling him that he was running away. He took Lavan's daughters, Yaakov's wives, and all the grandchildren, all the cattle, everything that he, all the stuff that he profited in the house of Lavan, and Yaakov ran away without telling Lavan. So how do you translate the words Vayiganov Eslav? So it seems to be a big machlokas in the Mefarshim over here. If you take a look at Targum Unklus in source number 2 on the source sheet, Unklus translates V'chase Yaakov min Lavan arama al delo chavile are azilhu. V'chase Yaakov, that Yaakov covered it up. By not telling him, obviously he covered up the fact that he was leaving the house of Lavan. So that's what it means, Vayignov Yaakov eslev Lavan. Perhaps not the simple interpretation of the pasuk. If you look at source 3 and 4, Targum Yonas ben Uziel and Ibn Ezra interpret the pasuk literally. The gun of, in source 3, Vagun of Yaakov, yes, daite de Lavan arama. He did gnevas das. He stole his das. We'll have to see what that means. And source 4, the Ibn Ezra writes, lo gun of Yaakov ki'im daito ki'ikar hadas believe. Yaakov did gnevas das. He tricked Lavan. That's what gnevas das is. He tricked him by not telling him that he was leaving, and he just ran away. So the glaring question on the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel and Ibn Ezra is, l'chora, Yaakov violated the din of Gnevas Das. We'll see, it's a Gemar Maseches Chulin, that there's a prohibition of Gnevas Das, the prohibition to trick anyone. We'll see the parameters of the din, but there's a prohibition of Gnevas Das, and the Gemar says explicitly it applies even to a non-Jew. So even if Lavan was not technically Jewish, but still, there was a prohibition. There should have been a prohibition to trick him. And perhaps that's why Unklus translates Vayignov Yaakov as Lev Lavan as V'chaseh Yaakov, to avoid this issue, that it wasn't really Gnevas Das. Maybe just refraining from telling him something, covering something up, doesn't fall into the parameter of Gnevas Das. We'll see why. But perhaps that's why Unklus veered away from the simple interpretation of the pasuk. But l'chora, we have this question in Targum Yonasan ben Uziel and Ibn Ezra, how could it be that Yaakov seemingly violated the din of Gnevas Das? How do we understand this? Okay. So let's discuss the topic of Gnevas Das to put everything into context, and hopefully we'll come out with an explanation of the Machlokes Mefarshim here as to how to understand the behavior of Yaakov Avinu. So it's the Gemara Maseches Chulin in source 5, and Daf Tzadi Dalet. The Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel, aser lignov das habrios vafilu daitel she'ovid kochavim." It's aser to steal the das, to trick anyone, even if it's a non-Jew. And the Gemara goes on a few lines later to bring some examples. Tanya hay Rav Meir Omer, al yisarev adam lachaver lisod etzlo v'yodea bo she'inu soed. You shouldn't pressure. You shouldn't tell the person that you want to invite him over for a meal if you know that they're going to say no. You just want to make it seem like you're super friendly, but you never had any intention of actually inviting the person. You just did it because you knew they were going to reject the invitation. You shouldn't say, "Oh, I want to give you so many gifts," and you know that they're really never going to accept them. You never had any intention to give them. You shouldn't open barrels of wine just for him, even though that may cause you a loss, because even though you've already planned to open them and sell them to the merchants. The Gemara goes on to give a bunch of examples where you shouldn't do something that you're giving the other person the impression that you're doing them a favor when you never actually had the intention to carry out the act of chesed. Those are the Gemara's examples. And the Gemara goes on to give some exceptions to the rule, that if you do it lechvodo, if you're doing it to show that the person is a chash of a person, then that would be permitted because your intention is really, you're actually benefiting the person by showing that you're willing to do them a favor. It's really going to benefit the person. That's not bechlal, the isser of Genevas Das. So where does this come from? What's the source for the prohibition of the Genevas Das? The Gemara doesn't quote any psukim. So it's a major, major machlokas we've shown him as to whether, what's the source, and whether this is a Dinda Raisa or a Dinda Rabbanan. The Ritva there in Maseches Chulin and Daf Tzavidal quotes from the Bali Tosis in source 6. The Isser Genevas Daito Shel Nachri Kasu Ktsas Rabbosin Vishim Bali Atosis Al Shu Isser Torah. It's an Isser Daraisa. What's the Makar? Says the Ritva, Dinaf Kolon Midichsev Lo Signovu Velo Sechachashu Lo Signovu Lo Sechachashu. That you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't lie and deny payments. So the Ritva says it's Bichlal, the Parsha, Bichlal, the Pasuk of Geneva. Really, we usually think of as Stam Geneva, the Ritva goes on to explain as Geneva's Mammon, but it's not limited to Geneva's Mammon. It even applies to Geneva's Das. When you're tricking someone, the person is thinking that you're nice to them when you never actually had that intention to do them a favor. That's Bichlal, the prohibition of Geneva. We call that Geneva's Das. But it's an Isra Daraisa. That's what the Ritva quotes from the Baalei Tosis. In source 7, the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, says that it's an Isra Darabanan. It's rooted, Chazal, we're coming from the prohibition of Geneva, but it's only Midarabanan. You look in source 7, Shalol lignov mamon dechsev lo signovu, gana v'zehad nitman machmas b'nei adam, ve'ino loke v'chulei, v'yesh Geneva acheres she'osru chachamim, kegon Genevas hadas aser, v'afilu daitel she'akam aser. The Smak is beferish that osru chachamim, that Geneva, it's a type of Geneva, but it's only a rabbinic prohibition. It's only going to be midrabban. That's the Smak. The Achronim point out, in terms of Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam quotes Genevas Akum in, Genevas Akum, I'm sorry, the Rambam quotes Genevas Das in two separate places in the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam quotes Genevas Das in Hilchos Deos, in source 8, says the Rambam, also, la'odim lahanig atzmo b'divrei chaluk chalakos apitoi. A person shouldn't carry themselves, act with ways of trickery. V'lo ye echad b'pev echad b'leiv. A person shouldn't say one thing while intending thinking another thing. El tocho kibaro v'nyin shabaleiv hu adavar shabapeh. And the Rambam goes on to give some examples. V'aser lignov das abrios afilu das hanachri. That's one place where the Rambam quotes the iser of Genevas Das. And then the Rambam also quotes the prohibition of Genevas Das in Hilchos Mechira, in the context of the halachos of Ona'a. Ona'a is when you make a sale and you somehow rip the buyer, or the buyer can also rip the seller off, but somehow it's in the context of Mekach V'Memkar, and you use trickery to either make the product look much better than it actually is, you play around with the price of the chefza. That is the prohibition of onah. So in that context, the Rambam quotes the prohibition of Geneva's Das. You take a look in source 9. Aser l'ramos es b'nei adam b'mekach ha-memkar, o lignov es daitam, ve'echad ovikochabim ve'echad Yisrael shavim b'davar zeh. You're not allowed to trick people in the context of business, or to do Geneva's Das in the context of business, whether it be a non-Jew or a Jew. Hayodeh sheyesh b'mkara mum yodiyol lokeach. If you know that the object that you're trying to sell has some defect, you should let the buyer know. V'afil lignov das abrios b'dvar maser. So why does the Rambam quote the Isser of Genevas Das in two separate places? The Rambam thinks that there are two separate prohibitions of Genevas Das. There's one prohibition of Genevas Das that he quotes in Hilchos Mechira that's in the context of Mekach u'Memkar, that even if something doesn't necessarily constitute technical ona'a, nevertheless, to use any form of trickery in the context of a sale, in the context of business, falls under the prohibition of Genevas Das. It's midine ona'a. In Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam discusses midos, hanhagos yisharos, the proper way for a person to carry himself, there the Rambam discusses, quotes the Gemara in Chulin, that you shouldn't tell a person that you want to do him a favor if you don't actually intend to carry out the favor. You shouldn't invite him over for a meal if you think he's going to reject the invitation. All of those examples of the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Tzadi Dalet quotes, those examples the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Deos, because that type of Genevas Das is Midine Midos, Hanhaga Yeshara, the proper way to act. But there are two forms, two dinim in Genevas Das. That's what the Achronim point out in the Rambam. Unclear though whether the Rambam holds the one of Mekach HaMemkar, whether that's an Isur Daraisa or an Isur Darabanan, whether he holds like the Bali Kosis or the Smak, but presumably the one Hilchas Deis is a Din Midrabanan. It's a Chazal giving us the proper Hadracha of how to act properly. Okay, so again, so we have the Gemara Maseches Chulin, tells us that there's an Isra of Genivas Das, a three-way Machlokas Rishonim as to what the Geder Hadin is. The Ritva, of course, from the Bali Tosfos, it's an Isra Daraisa, the Chlal, the prohibition of Geneva. The Smak thinks it's a Dirabanan Dika Geneva, but it's only Midirabanan. And the Rambam thinks that there are two dinim in Genivas Das, one in terms of Hanhag Yashara, and one in the context of Ona'a. It's a type of Ona'a, Ona'a Smama. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra. Some of you may know where this is going. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra Daf Ches says as follows. It's in source 10 on the source sheet. Ifra Hormiz imei de Shormalka. So Ifra Hormiz was the mother of Shormalka. Shormalka was the Persian king. Shadra Arnaka de Dinri Lakami de Rav Yosef. She sent a wallet of money to Rav Yosef. Amra, she said to him, Lehavi la mitzvah rabba. I want you to do a mitzvah rabba with this. And the Gemara goes on to explain, Rav Yosef wasn't sure what a mitzvah rabba is. The Gemara concludes that she wanted him to use this money to do the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, to redeem captive Jews. She wanted him to use the money, her money, to do the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, the mitzvah rabba. And it sounds like from the Gemara that he fulfilled her wishes, that he carried out her tzivoy of using the money to give for pidyon shvuyim. Tesvis over there in Bava Basra and Daf Ches is bothered by the following question. It seems to be against another Gemara, two daf later in the first paragraph of Bava Basra. The Gemara says in source 11 and Daf Yudam and Beis, Ifra Hormiz again, Ifra Hormiz imi de Shormalka. Ifra Hormiz was the mother of Shormalka. Shadra arba mea dinari lakami de Rabami velo kablenu. She sent 400 dinarim to Rabami, and Rabami did not accept it. Shadinu lakami de Rava and kablenu mishum shalom malchus. She sent it to Rava, and Rava accepted the money. Shama Rabami ikbid Rabami heard what happened, that Rava received the money, Rava accepted the money, and he was bothered. Amar leislei. Bivosh Kitsira Tisha Barna Nashim Baos Meirososa. Does he not hold of this pasuk in Yeshayahu? Bivosh Kitsira Tisha Barna, that when their branches wither, they will be destroyed. The Gemara quotes this pasuk in the context that we're not supposed to be marbe the zechuyos of obdei kochavim, of non Jews. We're not supposed to facilitate them to do mitzvos because it's going to give them more zechuyos and maybe it's going to lengthen the gullus. The Gemara there in Bava Basra and Daf Yud has a whole discussion about that. But Rabami is referencing that din, that you can't facilitate the mother Shor Malka, who is not Jewish, you can't facilitate her kiyum hamitzvos. She wants this money to be used for tzedakah. So how can you, Rava, how can you accept that money? The Rava Mishum Shalom Malchus. But Rava did it Mishum Shalom Malchus, says the Gemara. Rabami Nami Mishum Shalom Malchus. What was going on here? Rabami also could have done Mishum Shalom Malchus, says the Gemara. No, Diboy Leil Miflagin Ulani of the Chachavim. Because there was a way to get around it. He could have just taken the money, and instead of giving it to the Jewish poor, he could have given it to the non-Jewish poor, and that would have mitigated the issue. That would have avoided the whole problem, because that would not be the same level of tzedakah of giving it to the non-Jewish poor. Rava Nami Lani of the Kochavim Yavinu. The Gemara says, yeah, and that's taka what Rava did. When Rava took the money from the mother of Shor Malka, he didn't actually fulfill that which she wanted. She wanted him, presumably, to give it to the Jewish poor to get the mitzvah tzedakah. But Rava went behind her back, and gave it to the non-Jewish poor to fulfill the din of Bivosh Kitsira Tisha Barna. So Tosis is bothered. L'chor, we have a stira between two Gemaras. Here, Tosis in source 12 asks, I don't understand. V'chileisle Bivosh Kitsira Tisha Barna. How could Rav Yosef in the first Gemara fulfill the wishes of Ifra Hormiz, the mother of Shor Malka? Wasn't he violating the din of Bivosh Kitsira Tisha Barna? like the Gemara is going to say in Daf Yud. So Tosas gives two teirutz into this question. Again, everyone hear the stira? The Gemara on Daf Ches quotes the Maisa of Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef accepted the money from the mother of Shor Malka and used that money to be pode shivuyim, facilitating her kiyum hamitzvah. Yet, the Gemara in Daf Yud and Mevez quotes a similar Maisa with Rava, and Rava seemingly went behind her back and took the money and gave it to the non-Jewish poor as opposed to the Jewish poor so that she doesn't get the same mitzvah of tzedakah. So, which is the proper in Hanhaga? So says Tesvis, two answers. V'yesh lomar, the kibla mishum shol machos k'da'avir rava l'kaman, v'chihechi t'palginu rava l'ani yov d'chavim, hachanami padibu rav Yosef shu yov d'chavim. Whoa, Tosa says that the Gemara in Daf Ches with Rav Yosef, he didn't actually use that money to redeem Jewish captives. Just like Rava went behind her back and used the money to give to the non-Jewish poor, so too, Rav Yosef used the money to redeem non-Jewish captives. So Rav Yosef and Rava both were not facilitating the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim on behalf of Shor Malka, because it can't be. The din is Bivosh Kitzira Tishavarna. Then, Taisu says, maybe there's room to give a different teretz. Miu lo tzrichi lahachi, ela kidapirsha kuntris. The Rava kibla mishum shal malchus, vechevin shomer lalitin la mitzvah rabba, loi epshel lachal kalmani of the gochavim, da osu ligno das abrios, vafil daito shovik gochavim, aval moos hamaschal kalmaniim, ein kan gnevas das, de inu nami yoda, she Yisrael regin lefarnasam. So Tosa says that really there's a difference between the two cases. When it comes to the story with Rava, all she said was, the mother Shor Malka gave money to Rava and said, I want you to take this money and do the mitzvah tzedakah with it. So the mother Shor Malka understood that Rava could either take this money and give it to the Jewish poor, or he could also give it to the non-Jewish poor, because we know from the Gemara Maseches Gittin that because of... It's one of the takanos of Tikkun Olam. Thank you, of Tikkun Olam, that we're mefarnesim ani akum imani Yisrael. So the mother of Shor Malka understood that when Rava took the money, he could also give it to the ani of the kachavim, unless she said explicitly otherwise. But when it came to the maisa of Shvor Mal of Rav Yosef, she said explicitly that she wanted this money to be used for mitzvah Rava. Mitzvah Rava is pidyon shvuim of Jews, of Yisraelim. So since that's the case, Rav Yosef could not go behind her back, because that would have been a violation of Genevas Das. Since she said explicitly that she wants the money to be used for X, for Rav Yosef to go ahead and use the money for something else behind her back, that would be an Isser of Genevas Das. As opposed to Rava, since there was some vagary in that which she said, therefore, there was room for Rava to use the money for Ani Ovdi Kochavim. Those are the two days in Tosfos. And these two opinions in Tosfos are quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Source 13. Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And the Gaon over there in Source 14 points out that the two days in the Mechaber and the Ramah are really the two days in Tosfos. So what comes out, what emerges from these two opinions in Tosfos, the Chora, is a major, major machlokas as to what the din is when you have someone telling you, and this explanation I heard from a Rebbe of ours in NYU, the 2 days in Tosfos, that l'chora the 2 days in Tosfos depend on what's the din when someone wants you to do something incorrect. Are you, in response to that, are you allowed to trick them? Or do you have to avoid the situation at all costs? Are you allowed to violate Gneva's Das when it's in response to the person asking you, telling you to do the wrong thing? In this case, the mother of Shor Malka was obviously telling Rav and Rav Yosef to do the wrong thing. She was telling, I mean, it was a nice thing, but it was the wrong thing, klape Rav and Rav Yosef, because they're not allowed to facilitate the zechuyos of non-Jews. So she was telling them to violate the din of Bivosh Ketzir Tishavarna. So the question is, are you allowed to violate Geneva's Das when it's in response to someone telling you to do the wrong thing? So the first opinion in Tosfos assumed that Rav Yosef gave to the Ovdei Kochavim, even though she explicitly said Mitzvah Rabbah. Nevertheless, Rav Yosef went behind her back and gave it to Pidyon Shvuim of non-Jews. Why? What happened to Geneva's Das? So Lechor, the first opinion Tosfos assumes that when it's in response to the person telling you to do the wrong thing, you're allowed to violate Geneva's Das. The second day in Tosfos assumes, not that way, that just because the person is telling you to do the wrong thing doesn't mean that you're allowed to violate Geneva's Das. You either have to avoid the situation, or depending on the gravity of the prohibition here, Bivosh Ketzir Tishavarna is maybe not a formal Isser, so in that case, in order to avoid the prohibition of Geneva's Das, Rav Yosef was allowed to give the money to Pinyan Shvuyim. But whatever the justification for Rav Yosef's action is, you see from these two opinions in Tosfos, the question is whether it's mutter to violate Geneva's Das when it's in response to someone compelling you to do the wrong thing. There was a nafkamina b'shaito. If you want to know what the nafkamina was, we'll discuss after the shir. But those are the 2 days in Tosfos. Again, it's 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes is Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber quotes the first opinion of Tosfos, and the Ramah quotes the second opinion of Tosfos, which is really also the opinion of Rashi. So back to the Machlokes Mefarshim as to how to touch the word Vayignov Yaakov, the words Vayignov Yaakov as Lev Lavan. We asked, how could it be that Yaakov violated the din of Geneva's Das? The Gemara says explicitly that the Isser of Geneva's Das is Afilu Ovdei Kochavim, Afilu Daito Ovdei Kochavim. So lechor, it's mavur in the Psukim that the reason Yaakov ran away without telling Lavan is because he was concerned that Lavan was going to kidnap and to take his children, right? The pasuk says in Laman Aleph, Vayan Yaakov Vayomer Lavan Ki Yaresi Ki Amarti Pen Tigzol Es Benosecha Meimi, that you were going to wrong me, that you were going to do the wrong thing. So Yaakov's Geneva's Das was in response to Lavan doing the wrong thing. So when the Geneva's Das is in response to someone compelling you or someone else doing the wrong thing, is it mutter to bekumba asay befoel do Geneva's Das, or do you have to avoid the issue at all costs? So lechora, the machlokis between the Targum Unklus and the Targum Yonas Ben Uziel and the Ibn Ezra, meaning Targum Unklus on the one hand, who translates that's v'chasei, it's not really, wasn't really Geneva's Das, and Targum Yonas Ben Uziel and Ibn Ezra take a kipshuta that it was Geneva's Das. Lechora, that depends on these 2 days in Tosfos. Was it mutter for Yaakov Avinu to do Geneva's Das to Lavan when it was in response to Lavan doing the wrong thing? Unklus assumed that it wasn't mutter. That it wasn't mutter. Geneva's Das. It was Geneva's Das. It has to be the V'chasei Yaakov. For whatever reason, this didn't fall into the prohibition of hiding something is not necessarily Geneva's Das, but it couldn't be that he did formal Geneva's Das, because just because it was in response to Lavan doing the wrong thing is not a heter, is not a reshus to violate the din of Geneva's Das. Yet, Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel and Ibn Ezra are assuming that Yaakov Avinu was allowed to violate Geneva's Das. Why? Because it was clear. It's clear in the pasuk why he did it. He did it because he was scared of Lavan stealing his children. So it's mutter for him to befoel, bekum ve'asei, trick Lavan. Perhaps that is the basis for the machlokes mefarshim, how to understand Vayignov Yaakov es Lev Lavan. Just what's the, perhaps, this is al derech efshar, what's the nekudas amachlokes between the 2 days in Tosfos as to whether it's mutter to do Geneva's Das when it's in response to someone else doing the wrong thing or asking you to do the wrong thing? So maybe it depends on the source for Geneva's Das. If you hold, and this is al derech efshar, if you hold that Gnevas Das is rooted in the prohibition of Lo Signovu, whether it be Daraisa, like the Ritva quotes in the Bali Tosvis, or Durabanon, like the Smak says, then Lachora, there's no heter, just because it's in response to someone doing the wrong thing. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because that person is asking me to do the wrong thing, or they're doing the wrong thing, doesn't mean now I can go and do Gneva to them. That's not mutter. However, if you assume, like the Rambam, that as long as it's not rooted in Mekach u'Memkar, but it's the Hilchos Deos Dik type of Gnevas Das, where it's about Hanhaga Tova Midi Yashara, maybe there's room to say that if it's in response to a person telling you to do the wrong thing, or to avoid them doing the wrong thing, that's why you're doing the Gnevas Das. That's mutter. That's not a Mida Ra. That's not a Mida Grua. B'chai Gavna would be mutter. So perhaps the 2 days in Tosfos depend on the Machlokas we've shown him as to what the Mukkar and what the nature of the prohibition of Gnevas Das is. And maybe that's two ways to explain the Hanhaga of Yaakov Avinu. Shkoyach.